Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
It is just me, Gunner, today. So we kind of ran into some issues. Several people this week are just too busy, and there's family stuff going on. And just give everybody a little break. We're going to do a mini episode this week, so it's just going to be me hosting. So I figured we'd just kind of do a little bit of just a wild card of an episode. You're going to talk about a little bit of everything. So one thing for sure is make sure that you go give us a listen on previous episodes on Spotify. We will hopefully continue regulating. We'll begin starting up again with all five of us next week. So tune in for that. But in the meantime, it's just going to be me. So I am going to be joined by my trusty sidekick, ChatGPT. And if you aren't familiar with ChatGPT, it is a open AI system that allows you to give it a prompt and it will generate a response as long as it follows its given constraints. So what I asked ChatGPT was to write me 5 reviews about Reality with a Twist, which I described as an educational comedy podcast that features Gabe, Gunner, Dylan, Ben, and Jeremy. And so where they take boring topics and make them interesting. And I gave it a couple other things too to make sure to include there. So we'll start from the very top. Laughmaster87 gives us a 5-star review. Reality with a Twist is a true gem into the podcasting world. Gabe, Gunner, Dylan, Penn, and Jeremy have a knack for taking seemingly dull subjects and transforming them into hilarious and engaging discussion. Each episode is filled with witty banter, unexpected twists, and fascinating insights. As an avid listener, I can confidently say that this educational podcast has single-handedly made learning fun and exciting. I highly recommend it for anyone who craves laughter and knowledge. Thank you, Laughmaster87. Though you might not be real, it was a very touching and sentimental remark. So thank you. I think the real one to thank here is ChatGPT for really patting us on the back, despite probably never listening to our content. But that's okay. Our second review is from CuriousCat23. Gives us a 4-star review. If you're tired of the same old educational podcasts, then Reality with a Twist is a breath of fresh air. Gabe, Gunner, Dylan, Ben, and Jeremy have an incredible chemistry that shines through every episode. Their ability to turn mundane topics into entertaining adventure is truly remarkable. I find myself laughing out loud and eagerly anticipating the next topic they'll tackle. The only reason I'm not giving it a full 5 stars is because sometimes the humor can get a little too zanny for my taste. But overall, it's a must-listen for anyone seeking a unique and humorous learning experience. A little too zanny? Like Xanax? Oh, no, that can't be. Zanny is spelled Z-A-N-Y, and sure kind of striking me as a word that I've never heard of before. So, all right, amusingly unconventional and idiosyncratic. So basically what I'm getting is it's a humor that's very, very niche to the five of us, which is actually probably generally something viewers often experience. It's hard to know as a host, but I'm sure as a viewer, sometimes our humor can get a little zanny. So we apologize for that, but hopefully you enjoy it and are along for the ride, because you guys are always welcome to join us in our Reality with a Twist journey. So thank you for those who do listen. You guys are real ones. And to listeners who are just tuning in, like, welcome to the fun. And to those who are returning, it's always glad to have you. So, all right, next one is from Quirky Knowledge Seeker. Gives us a 5-star review. It says, Reality with a Twist is nothing I've heard of before. Gabe, Gunner, Dylan, and Ben and Jeremy have unlocked the secret formula to infusing education with pure comedy gold. Their energy is infectious, and their creative approach to otherwise mundane subjects is simply genius. I can't believe I'm actually learning while laughing uncontrollably. This podcast is perfect for long commutes or just when you need a good laugh. Trust me, you won't regret diving into the wacky world of Reality with a Twist. Well, thank you, Quirky Knowledge Seeker. A 5-star review is always nice. All right, another 5-star review, because ChatGPT doesn't want to hurt our feelings, is from Jokes and Learning Fanatic. Judging by that name, I'm going to guess he's a Jokes and Learning Fanatic. So let's see what he has to say, or they have to say. Reality with a Twist is the holy grail of educational comedy podcast. Gabe, Gunner, Dylan, Ben, and Jeremy are a dream team when it comes to combining humor and knowledge. I've never been so entertained while expanding my understanding of various topics. They manage to weave in clever jokes and unexpected plot twists seamlessly, keeping me hooked from start to finish. This podcast is a must-listen for anyone who appreciates a good laugh and wants to learn something new in the most entertaining way possible. Well, thank you, Jokes and Learning Fanatic. Your words mean a lot. The only thing that hurts about this is that it's coming from AI, not real people. But if you are a person and you want to give us a little bit of insight to how we're doing, we love to hear from you. Always interacting with listeners is fun and exciting. So, let us know what you guys think. Make sure you guys go and follow our Instagram. That's probably where we're going to interact with you the best. Our Instagram handle is, I'm pulling it up because I don't know it off the top of my head, is RWAT. Podcast, or Reality with, you can probably just look up Reality with a Twist podcast, but we do quite a bit there. And then we also will put in video episodes to our YouTube, which is under the title Sketch Lounge. Not sure if that will be changing in the future. Not really my business, but stay updated. But as for now, it's under Sketch Lounge. And we also have our own Reality with a Twist website. Now let me pull up, because I haven't interacted with the website much. A good friend of Dylan's, who is also an avid listener of Reality with a Twist, was very kind to make this website for us. And we couldn't be happier. So let me pull up what the website is real quick. Well, I cannot find it for some strange reason, and I really apologize, but I'll just have Gabe throw it in the link, so or throw it in the bio, so just check that out. I apologize, but we have a website going. Hopefully you guys can check that out. So okay, so we are gonna go into our final review, which is username Witty Info Junkie. And it is a 4-star review stating, Reality with a Twist is a Reality with a Twist is a delightful concoction of laughter and enlightenment. Gabe, Gunner, Dylan, Ben, and Jeremy bring their A game to each episode, infusing educational topics with their unique brand of comedy. I love how they manage to strike a balance between hilarity and substance. The only reason I'm not giving it a perfect score is that occasionally the tangents can veer a little too far off track. Nevertheless, if you're searching for an educational podcast that will leave you grinning from ear to ear, Reality with a Twist is must subscribe. So, thank you, Witty Info Junkie. That was very kind and a rather accurate statement. It's hard for me to call it accurate on all the positive information. That's really up for you guys to decide. But on the veering off to a little from what we are talking about, that happens a little too frequently. And I'm not going to apologize for it because I think it is one of the charms of this podcast. So, all right, let's move into our next segment. I'm going to go ahead and get my pharmacy drug fact out of the way. And it is about drug shortages. So maybe some of you guys are aware that when you maybe received a script, you took it to the pharmacy or it's been sent to the pharmacy, and you get that message that you just hate that says, sorry, your drug is not in stock. Well, hopefully it is not because it's on back order. Now, what does something being on back order mean? Well, it can mean a few different things. Most commonly when something is on back order, it's because the manufacturing of it cannot keep up with the demand of patients. So there's literally just not enough to distribute. This can happen for a couple reasons. Recently, back orders have happened when manufacturers recall a drug, meaning that there was something in the quality of the drug that could be deemed dangerous or harmful, or a number of things. Or it could be that there's just too high of demand, manufacturing can't keep up. Or another one that's happened a few times is the manufacturer will just straight up stop. Feels like it just doesn't need to make it anymore. So when manufacturing for that happens, or generally for at least for generic medications, several manufacturers producing a single drug. I was just working in the pharmacy for 8 hours today, and I can't think of a drug. We'll just go with a simple one. Alprazolam. Okay. Alprazolam is also known as Xanax. Generally treats. Its indication is for anxiety, mood, a number of things, but generally along mood disorders. So, there are a few manufacturers that make alprazolam, and it has relatively sturdy demand, one of the more popular benzodiazepines. And if one manufacturer were to stop making it, well, that's considerably, that's a good chunk of, drug that can't make it to pharmacies, which would cause some issues. So that is why we experience a lot of back orders. And I pulled up the ASHP website. Let me look up what that stands for. It's a website, it's an association ran by pharmacists. It's the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. I recommend if you're ever looking up information on your medications or pharmacies or anything of along those lines, try finding a website that utilizes or is ran by like a society or an organization that feature lots of pharmacists, or even the FDA or CDC is always good. So just so you know. So some recent back orders we are experiencing is the protamine sulfate injection, the budesonide suspension for inhalation, dexmethylphenidate ER capsules, various hydrocodone acetaminophen tablets, ribavirin inhalations, penicillin V, hydroxyurea, bleomycin sulfate injection, and we'll get to some more. Let me see here. There is a gabapentin oral solution backorder, clonazepam oral tablet backorder, and I know it's probably deep in here because that was mostly May and April back orders. So there are a number of back orders that are still going on. One of the biggest back orders that we've experienced recently, and has made quite a name for itself on news, is Adderall amphetamine salts. So not great. Is a very commonly prescribed medication to treat ADHD or attention deficit disorders. You can even treat narcolepsy. There are a number of reasons why it's on back order. I believe I've discussed it in an episode, actually. Go listen back to that. But if any, if you're curious about a back order or anything that is drug related, shoot us a message on our Instagram. Probably going to be the easiest way to access it, and I can try to address it in an episode. So just let us know. So that's going to move us on to our next segment, which has been kind of a interest I've been taking in. And it is wine. So we're just going to touch a little bit on wine. And there are a lot of a lot of different types of wine. So wine can mainly be broken into like two groups: is red wine and white wine. And I'm trying to see, maybe there's a third one. Like, I'm trying to see where, like, Moscatos and Rosé would fall under. So let me look that up real quick. Well, here's a list that is relatively easy, kind of easy to follow. So here's, like, kind of the main categories. So a lot more than... a little bit more than just white and red. So there's sparkling wine, which is where Moscatos would fall under, as well as champagne, and Lambrusco and Rosé. All those would fall under sparkling. Then you would start to move into dry white as well. And dry white would be like Pinot Grigio, Sauvignon Blanc, like Riesling, even a Chardonnay, and then you'd move into sweet wine, and that would also include Moscatos. So I suppose Moscato makes a name for itself in the sparkling wine category, and the sweet wine, white wine category. And Riesling is also can be a sweet white. Then there's a rich white, and let me look up a good definition for like the difference between like rich and sweet, because I think of like whenever I hear rich, especially like chocolates, as like a full flavor, like it's not like sweet, it's a very, very powerful flavor. So California Wine Club says rich, meaning wines with generous, full, pleasant flavors, usually sweet and round in nature, are described as rich. In drier wines, richness may be supplied by high alcohol and glycerin, by complex flavors and the oaky vanilla character. So how about that? Well, that dry, sweet, and rich are what kind of complete the white wine category. And then that would move us on to the red wine category. And there are quite a few in this one. So we have light red. Light reds are going to be a Pinot Noir. That's going to be the most common one. I'm really not going to try to say any of these other names because they're a little tricky. But I am taking a wine class next semester, so maybe we can get back to it and I can tell you about some of these. Then it moves us into a medium red, and that would be a Cabernet Franc, as well as a Merlot and a Zinfandel, which Zinfandel is a grape that is used in the U.S. that is very popular. So let me see where the Zinfandel, or yep, its notable regions is in California. It did originate in Croatia, though. So how about that? Then there is a bold red, powerful, and that would be there would be Cabernet Sauvignon in there. So and then let's see here. Well, that's really the only one I'm recognizing, but yeah. And then there's dessert and liqueur wine, and under that would also be Moscato and sherry, port, and Vinsanto is another one, and the rest I really can't say, so I'm sorry. But yeah, so I'm getting hyped up about wine because of my wine appreciation class next semester. And hopefully I learn a thing or two in that class. It'd be really good. So I think that's really going to conclude this episode. I suppose we'll do some what are the odds. For full means to keep reality with a twist alive, What are the Odds has been a segment that what it is it's usually done between two people, and there will be a odds setter and the odds receiver. And the odds, am I thinking of this right? Basically, there's two people. One is getting asked the odds, and the other is asking. The person who is being asked will give a number which sets the odds of the dare that or bet that they are given. So, for example, if I were given odds, I'd say 10, and then the two people would count down 3, 2, 1, and if they say the same number, the person who is asked must do the dare. So, I don't have anybody else to play with but myself, not in a weird way, but let's see here. Let me think of an odds I can ask for myself. Ooh, okay, I got it. What are the odds that we call our fellow RWAT podcaster, Ben Smith, and get him on this episode? All right, I'm going to say 5, 3, 2, 1, 4, 4. Ah, it hit. All right, well, we better give Ben a call before this episode ends. Let's see what he's up to right now. He's probably being a silly goose. Hello, Benjamin. Welcome to Reality with a Twist.
Oh boy. What a surprise.
Yes. I was playing What Are the Odds with myself, and I lost. Well, one thing led to another, and you're on the podcast now.
Wow, okay. How's your episode been going?
It's pretty good. It's
It's an honor to be here.
I mean, I don't get too full of yourself, but yeah.
Oh, all right. My bad. I got carried away there.
It's okay. I'll forgive you just this once, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Ben. Well, I gotta kick you off the podcast now.
Oh, okay.
All right, love you, Ben.
Love you, Gunnar. Thanks for
Bye.
having me. Bye.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to Reality with a Twist. I have been your host, Gunner, and tune in next week for our regular programming. So thank you. Bye.